Brilliance Audio. What Passes as Love by Tricia R. Thomas. Performed by Sunila Nankani and Marcus Stewart. Listen. You hear it? Trees. Wind. Pushing us to freedom. Dahlia Holt. Don't think I didn't want to take Lizzie with me, even if she was never mine to begin with. This is my story, and the truth of what I learned along the way. Freedom is never free. It always comes with a price. Prologue. Vesterville Quarters. 1850. The cabin is dark, way past resting hour. I stand in my bedgown, listening to the heavy wagon roll against the gravel outside and come to a stop. I'm supposed to be asleep, resting for daybreak when I'll feed the chickens, grab the eggs, and run like crazy before those pink thorny feet chase me out the coop. I always sneak a few extra for Olean, carefully tucking the eggs under the hay for later. The rest of the basket goes to the Holt house. I feed the hogs, too, while Papa Sapp stands close by, watching with a keen eye. His good eye. He lost the other when he was a boy. Olean tightens her grip. She gives me a jolt. Get yourself together, you hear? This your chance. You going with him. Lewis Holt. Master Holt. And that's that. This is a good thing, she whispers. Tears roll and catch in the back of my throat. I try to reach for Papa Sapp's hand. He'll know what to do. He'll save me. Instead, I get another jolt from Olean. You stop it right now. Please don't make me go. Who gon' feed the chickens? Who gon' fetch the eggs? I promise, Mama, I'll do better. Her face tightens. Olean hates when I call her Mama. Her own children, her real children, died or were taken away. Something she don't like to be reminded of. Cruel as it is, and likely to break her spirit. I say it anyway. Mama.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?